We bring in the outstanding, talented running back of the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats, Alti Tenpenny. Alti, how are you? Good afternoon.
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. First off, let's get right to it. This Friday night, the Cabot Panthers, they're in North Little Rock. Obviously, you guys have set goals of reaching War Memorial Stadium and playing for a state championship and winning a state championship. What's it going to take Friday night to keep that dream alive?
Friday night is just going to take focus and determination and hard work from everyone on the field, special teams, offense and defense, and we believe that the coaches will help us call the right plays and get us there.
An undefeated conference season, conference champions. Alti, a lot of people are looking at a potential North Little Rock-Bentonville matchup. How do you help keep the team grounded, knowing that that's what a lot of people want to see? You all would like to be there, but you still have two games before you even get to the championship game, which would be 2 weeks from this Saturday.
That's all it is. We just keep our own show grinding by just taking game by game, not overlooking any opponent. And then if that's what it comes down to, North Florida versus Bentonville in the state championship, then, I mean, so be it.
Alti, congratulations to you, man, on all your success, and I wish you well in the playoffs.
Thank you.
How hectic, I know for me, and I wasn't as high as a recruit that you are, but how hectic has this process been, and are you ready to kind of get it over with, or you could just kind of focus in right now on your playoff and winning a state championship? But I know that it's still hectic and it's still going on.
I mean, the process has been hectic, but through all of it, I mean, I'm just truly blessed, and it's been fun. It's been great to go through, especially with the coaches and family and support that I've had. But like you said, right now, I'm not really focusing on the recruiting process. It's just trying to win a state championship.
Are you going to wait till when it's the official first signing date? Are you planning on signing that day? Are you going to wait even more to see what the Arkansas coaches might do? You know, who the head coach might be, like if a John Gruden came to Arkansas?
I haven't been really thinking too much about when signing day come around. I just been thinking about what I can do for this team right now.
And talk about the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats right now, Alti, and obviously your head coach, Brad Boulding. If somehow North Little Rock is playing for a 7A state championship and Brad Boulding coaches you all and his brother, Bobby Boulding, coaches the Pine Bluff Zebras, they could also be playing for a state championship on the same day. How cool would that be?
I mean, it'd be great, especially knowing that we played them early in the year, the Boulding Bowl. So, I mean, that'd be great, and I know that Coach Boulding and his brother enjoy doing it.
Tell us about the strengths of the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats.
The strength that we have is the mental aspect of the game. I mean, of course, we have great athletes, but our coach really stresses the little things. He nitpicks a lot, which helps us be focused on the little things, like whenever we get tired, never to quit, make sure that we just stay on our P's and Q's.
I see some of your stats right here: 4.46 in the 40, bench press 335. That's pretty good. Now, is your 4.46 electronic, and on your bench press, on your max, do you actually put 335 on there, or is it 225 as many times as you can get it?
We do on one rep bench, so yesterday it was just 335, and the 4.4 is electronic.
Sweet, man, that's awesome.
Now, Alti, I'm gonna play a clip here of the guy that you're talking to across the aisle from me here. He had a pretty big game at War Memorial Stadium one time. You might have been watching on TV. Here's this clip.
Jones back in the shotgun, the line of scrimmage, the 31-yard line of LSU. There's the snap. Jones looking. Jones now throwing to the end zone, and it is complete!
Touchdown!
Oh, no! I can't believe it.
DeCorey
31
Birmingham.
Yards to DeCorey Birmingham in the back of the end zone. And this game is tied at 20-20.
Alti, next week is the 10-year anniversary of that play at War Memorial Stadium. Where were you 10 years ago?
10 years ago during that play, most likely I was at my house somewhere asleep probably.
So you didn't even see it.
Exactly.
No, sir.
What, obviously, going to a college and making that decision has to be a tough one. What went through your process, the recruiting process that led you to decide on committing to the University of Alabama?
I mean, I talked to my coaches, my coach staff here in North Little Rock, and I talked to my parents, and I just prayed about it.
What do you think about Nick Saban's, what he's got going on down there, the program at Alabama and the running backs they have now when you look at a Yeldon, who's a true freshman down there, and they're loaded at running back?
I mean, yes, they are loaded at running back, but, I mean, just the school in itself is just a great school. I mean, coaches, he's a great coach, a superior coach. He's won 2 of the last 3 national championships, and then a few years back he won 1 at LSU, so this speaks volumes of him and his coaching on what he can do to players, and he's produced a lot of NFL players.
I know for me, when the decision had to be made, I was really looking hard at Oklahoma, and one of the things I kind of knew, and probably like you, if you go to Alabama, you really see that chance to be able to play for a national title. But do you ever think about, what's going to happen 10 years down the road when you're done playing football? You know, what do you want to do?
10 years down the road, after I'm through playing football, I plan on majoring in broadcast journalism. And yes, sir, I have thought about that down the road. I thought about life after football. And just hopefully, I mean, I don't want to say it, but I know football won't last forever. But, I mean, hopefully after that, I can get a job somewhere.
Well, if I could change your mind, I would, because I know, if you go to the University of Arkansas, the fans here, they love you, and I know everybody in Little Rock loves you. And your opportunities after football is over are going to be that much broader. And so go ahead and
yeah, we might give you a job here on the Buzz, Alty.
You got it.
Alty, let's go back to last year and going through what you had to go through by missing the season with the injury. How difficult was it to watch the Charging Wildcats perform every Friday night, not knowing that you could be out there and helping them?
I mean, it's very difficult. Sometimes, you know, you just sit back and just wonder why did it have to be you. But, I mean, just the way the team performed last year, although they didn't go to the big dance, just making it to the semifinals, I was proud of the team. And just they knew that I was supporting them, even though I couldn't play with them.
Obviously, any running back that has success has to have a talented offensive line. Talk about your offensive line and how they work together during a game.
During the game, I mean, the offensive line is phenomenal. If the backs or anyone is not doing their job, then they're going to get under us. It's for everything. I mean, they just work so hard during practice throughout the week. And so it just shows on Friday nights when it's me and the other running back, Juwan, that we have 100-plus yards and multiple touchdowns.
When you were in grade school growing up, I know my favorite players were, like Charlie Ward at Florida State, Tommy Frazier at Nebraska. Who have been some of your influences and some of your favorite players when you were younger?
Growing up, watching college football, really my favorite players was one, Mr. Matt Jones, who I'm on the phone with.
Well, thank you.
Michael Vick, and the running back that inspired me is LaDainian Tomlinson.
That's a good one. He was a TCU guy, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he was.
Alty, good luck this week, this Friday, and for you and the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats as you all face Mike Malham and the Cabot Panthers. And give us a little insight. What has Coach Boulding got up his sleeve for these Cabot Panthers, a team you all beat earlier in the regular season during the conference season?
That's just about it. I mean, Coach Boulding don't want us to look back into what we did. He just wants to look forward into what we can do. And let's just come out and just play our hardest and try to win by more than what we did last time.
What round did the playoffs start Friday? Is this the first round or second round?
This is the quarterfinals, the second.
Quarterfinals. So then if you win that game, semifinals. And then is there a week off or 2 weeks off? Or is it the next
right
week you play
the
state
finals.
Championship?
Yes, it goes straight quarterfinals, semifinals in the state.
Well, good luck to you, man. I wish you the best of luck and much success and stay healthy and score a lot of touchdowns.
Thank you.
Alty, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you.